All right, Kevin, what's your story today?
Well, yesterday I had the huge news about McDonald's breakfast sandwiches that everybody seemed to like.
I was telling everyone about that this morning.
You know what? You ripped me for that, and I'm watching Channel 9, 5 o'clock news yesterday after our segment. And what story did they have on their newscast, Steve?
They've got 15 hours of news programming to fill.
This was the 5 o'clock news, Steve, okay? They had the McDonald's story. We had it here first. This is a Panera Bread story.
Oh,
what's the new sandwich?
Same website, different story.
This is also from WGNTV.com.
Uh-huh.
Panera Bread is gearing up to celebrate National Mac and Cheese Day, which is next week. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
With the release of a cheesy beauty product. Panera announced it was teaming up with beauty brand Howler & Glow to launch two limited-run lip balms inspired by the fast casual restaurant chain's mac and cheese and bread bowls. The bread bowls are good at Panera. Everybody likes the bread bowls.
Mac and cheese balms, is that what you said?
The first lip balm is called Smack My Day. Like smack and cheese.
I didn't know what you were going to say there.
It's a mac and cheese scented balm that Panera says is as rich and satisfying.
Mac and cheese scented what?
As your favorite spoonful. The second balm called Get That Bread is bread scented. And the chain says it invokes the scent of baked bread with every swipe.
You used the word balm very well there, like you've used it before.
Lip balm, Steve. Smack my day.
I'll smack your day.
I kind of like the bread better than the mac and cheese taste.
Yeah.
It would be yuck.
It's crazy. Then it's no.
One of our texters just said that they saw that actress I was talking about on a news program this morning. And they went, oh, she's had work done. No lines, everything smooth. You're right, Mary. It was makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, they do show them so close up on that show. It's like every zit, every pot mark, everything.
What show are we talking about? The Bear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to really be careful.
They need some Smack My Day.
Smack My Day. What's your story, Mary?
They should do the Smack My Bread.
Okay, so you know their weird relationship they have going on that show, the Bear and Claire? Claire Bear, they call
her. I haven't watched the whole thing, so don't give it all.
Okay, whatever. But anyway, I'm trying to think of a term because there's all these dating terms now. So this also I saw on WGN TV because we talked about the Barbie story and that's what I was going to do. But anyway, so what do you guys think is cookie jarred? What does that mean? To be cookie jarred.
I don't know, put you up on the shelf for a while, maybe come back later.
Maybe Colin knows. He's very smart with this type of stuff.
Looking it up.
No, don't look it up. I asked if you knew what it was. So what it is, if someone could be pursuing a relationship with you, but they're also actively pursuing another relationship, like a better option, so they're kind of using you as a backup or like a spare.
That's on every dating site in the world.
Yeah.
But what'd you call it? The peanut butter and jelly?
It's called cookie jarred. I don't understand the why. Would it be called that? Can you guys figure out why?
Because
you go in there to grab a cookie.
In the jar to choose from.
It's a name of affection cookie.
Well, then I looked up all these other terms, and we all know ghosting, but there's like breadcrumbing, orbiting, love bombing, pocketing. Benching. I don't know what any of these mean, so I hope they're not bad.
They're all bad.
Well, I mean, obscene or something. You know, I don't want to get myself in trouble. So I don't know what all those mean, but this is a new one, cookie jarred.
Yeah, there's some out every single day. Yes. It's just kind of crazy. Just be honest. Can you just be honest and upfront with people, not lead them on?
I'm going to be honest. You're my backup plan. We'll see where this goes.
You're my spare.
What's your story, Steve?
Well, yeah. How many of you still wear Crocs?
No.
Yeah, I had a pair on yesterday.
They're so
sticky.
Hey,
when I'm gardening and you're watering, you know, you can water, you can get those things wet. If they get mud, you just wash them off. It's just,
You said enough, really. Don't hurt your cause any. Mary?
I've never worn Crocs and I never will.
Oh my gosh, they're comfy.
Kevin?
I've never had Crocs, but I was considering getting some Crocs, Steve.
I could see you in Croc pajamas.
Croc pajamas.
You can only wear them at home because they've got those holes all over them.
I saw some cute flag Crocs. You know, they look like flags. They're kind of cute.
Oh, and that's why they call them
holiday
flag Crocs, yeah?
Well, I don't know what they call them, but they're red, white, and blue.
You no longer have to wear your shoes at TSA, right?
Yeah.
Leaving?
Right.
And so the Tampa airport, which considers itself witty when it comes to social media, put up the sign saying, you know, you, TSA passengers, you don't have to take your shoes off. And then the TPA, which is called Tampa International Airport, took to social media on Tuesday to announce the update. A footnote at the bottom stated, unless you're wearing Crocs, and then you should just take them off and throw them away.
Oh, well, not true.
Now, I think that's a little snobby. I don't often wear Crocs, Lisa, but actually I'm with you. They're great in the yard.
A lot of chefs wear them.
And surgeons. Doctors.
I'd rather the surgeons really paid up for some nicer shoes. But, but yeah, you can go out there when it's really wet and everything. It's all good.
Yeah,
and I thought Crocs were coming back.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know they left.
Yeah, I don't think they've left either, and now they have a thong, you know, like a flip-flop croc. Try to go after UFOs or whatever those things are. But, I don't think they've gone completely away.
No.
They've always been there. The kids started wearing white ones a couple years ago, and I was like, oh, that's a bit much. But whatever, they're still in business.
They're still wearing the white ones. I've seen a lot of little kids in them.
Yeah. Hey, I was thinking about this yesterday. I thought this would be a great bit because from time to time when we get a snarky text, Steve actually calls up a listener and has a conversation with them,
which makes me
laugh. I'm thinking we ought to pick one a day.
I'm on down for this.
Yeah, this is great.
Look at you guys.
They're all in on something.
So you mean someone who gives us a really nasty text?
What are we going to call it?
Our texts are going to slow down after this.
Well, this one isn't even really nasty. It just kind of, robot umps are okay, but we've had to endure days of you guys moaning about the seventh inning stretch singer-songwriter.
Yes, days of it. We did one segment on it.
One segment, right?
Yeah, let's call that guy.
We should call one mean one a day and one nice one a day.
No,
that's boring.
We might not get the nice
ones. Because the nice ones will make up text to just get called.
All right, we'll call all the mean ones.
Nobody's going to be mean anymore.
We're not
going
to have time to call all the mean ones.
They'll be mean.
Yeah, I think we start doing that because that's kind of fun. We get to know these people, so don't be frightened if you see us calling, and we will need your permission to put you on the air. So don't get all nice all of a sudden.
Just pick up. It's okay.
Yeah. Steve News is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.